نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, today inshallah we'll be discussing the significance of the 15th night of Sha'ban, Shabi Barat. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain occasions in which He emits His fragrances or His breezes of mercy and forgiveness. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا, that take advantage, present yourself and maximize those occasions. So respected listeners, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us those moments every day. For example, after every Faras Salah, du'as are accepted. Or when one third of the night remains, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes announcements, is there anyone who's there to seek forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone who is there that has any need so I may fulfill that need of his? Is there anyone who is going to supplicate to me so that I can accept his du'as? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the occasions weekly, like the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah and the day of Jumu'ah itself. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us an entire month, alhamdulillah, and that is the month of Ramadan. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us selected nights during the year, like Laylatul Qadr and the night that we are going to discuss, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban, respected listeners, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast excessively, and when he was asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is the month that comes between Rajab and Ramadan, and many people are neglectful and mindful of this month. And this is a month where my actions are going to be presented, and I love that my actions be presented in this condition that I am fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned another hadith that he used to fast excessively in the month of Sha'ban, ta'azima li Ramadan, in honor, preparation for the month of Ramadan. Now, respected listeners, what are the special virtues of the night of Barat, the 15th night of Sha'ban? Number one, contrary to other nights, when Allah Ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven to bestow His special blessings during the last third of the night, on the night of Barat, on the 15th of Sha'ban, the special rain of mercy and forgiveness from Allah begins to shower down right from the beginning of the night until dawn. Subhanallah. So these announcements are made immediately after Maghrib Salah, right till dawn, till Subah Sadiq. Secondly, it is mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَنْزِلُ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنَ شَعْبَانِ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيَغْفِرُ لِأَكْثَرِ مِنْ أَدَدِ شَأْرِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night forgives countless multitudes of people more than the hair that are found on the sheep or goats of the Bani Kalb. Bani Kalb was a tribe who were notorious and famous for having a lot of sheep and goats. So more than the hair that is found on those goats or the sheep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees and emancipates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants maghfirat. So the sins, secondly, the sins of countless of people are pardoned. Furthermore, the number of pronouncements seeking out those who want forgiveness supersede those which occur on other nights. Ibn al-Hajj rahmatullahi, commenting on the night of 15 of Sha'ban, he mentioned the Salaf al-Salihin, the pious predecessors, they would sanctify this night and prepare themselves for it in advance. They should look forward for this month. Our Salaf al-Salihin, our pious predecessors, they should look forward for this night. And also, there are many, many traditions. The ulama explain approximately 12 narrations narrated by different Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the auspiciousness of this night. Some ulama have criticized and found that many of these ahadith are weak, but those who are involved in the ahadith, they will tell you that the collective strength of all these narrations, they cannot be refuted. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi himself says that when all these narrations are combined, they acquire some strength. In other words, it gives credence and gives credibility and weight towards the reliability of this night. Even a scholar of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi has also accepted the collective strength of these narrations. The grand mufassir Allama Alusi rahmatullahi, he has termed those who refute the virtues of the night entirely as rash and reckless. In other words, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi has labeled those who refute the auspiciousness of this night as rash and reckless. So this is a very, very great night indeed, respected listeners. Atha bin Abi Yasar rahmatullahi, he mentions a very beautiful statement. He says, ma min laylatin ba'da laylatil qadri, that there is no night after laylatul qadr, there is no night in the year afdalu min laylatin nisfi min sha'ban. After laylatul qadr, there is no other night in the year that is more virtuous than the middle night of Shaban, that is the 15th night of Shaban. This is mentioned in Lataif Ma'arif. In fact, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi mentioned that there are 5 nights in which du'as are accepted. And one of those nights, respected listeners, is the 15th night of Shaban. So, our scholars, as mentioned, have accepted this night as a very Mubarak night, very blessed night indeed. And the ulama mentioned that when you put all the narrations together, then it gains some strength. So that the reliability of this night, the authenticity and the reliability of the auspiciousness of this night is accepted. To get that, with that, respected listeners, is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once entered my room. He then removed his clothes and he laid down. Having barely rested, he got up, dressed up and left my room. I was overwhelmed by suspicion that perhaps he had gone to one of his other wives. Hence I followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I found him at Baqi, the graveyard Qabristan of Madinah al-Munawwara. And there he was making dua for maghfirat and forgiveness for the believers. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, and rest herself, and she said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. I am pursuing my suspicion while you are engaged in the matter of your Rabb Allah. So I quickly hurried to my room. And naturally when a person hurries, then they suffer from shortness of breath because of that hurry. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and he asked, oh Aisha, why are you breathing so heavily? So I related the incident as well as my suspicion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Aisha, did you fear that Allah and His Messenger would deal unjustly with you? And thereafter he mentioned, oh Aisha, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, inform me, this is the 15th night of Shaban. Allah emancipates during this night a multitude of people equivalent to the amount of hair on the goats of the tribe of Kalb. It is reported from Ala bin Harith radiallahu anhu that Aisha radiallahu anhu said, one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and performed salah. This is a different rewrite. And he prolonged the salah to such an extent that I wondered whether he had passed away. Seeing this, I got up and shook his foot. When I perceived movement, I felt at ease. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his head from sajda and completed his salah, he said, "Oh Humaira, did you think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deceived you?" I replied in a negative and said, "I swear in the name of Allah, due to the length of your sajda, I thought that you had passed away." This is the fear of Aisha radiallahu anha. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Aisha radiallahu anha, "Do you know what night this is?" I said, "Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best." He said, "This is the 15th night of Shaban. Allah ta'ala looks at His servants in this night and forgives those who seek forgiveness, shows mercy upon those who seek mercy, and delays the decision of those who harbor feelings of hatred for others." It is mentioned, respected listeners, that Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is ready, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to grant that forgiveness and mercy to everyone. But there are certain people who are deprived of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy on this night. We'll just mention them. Number one, who are those people? Idolaters, those who commit shirk, associate parties with Allah. Number two, those who harbor enmity, hatred, malice, rancor against others. Number three, those who consume alcohol. Number four, those who are disobedient to their parents. Number five, those who wear their trousers or their kurtas or their lungis below their ankles. Number six, those who commit adultery and murders. Number seven, those who cut off family ties. From the above, we can gauge the severity of these sins and need to perpetually abstain from them, as they are so grave that even when Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes to the fore, they still pose an obstacle to His forgiveness. So, respected listeners, the virtue of this night is established from these ahadeen, that from the beginning of the night, Allah Ta'ala turns His special mercy and attention towards the creation and forgives those who repent and seek forgiveness. Every Muslim should therefore value this night. Turn to Allah with sincere regret and shame over one's sins committed, and make a promise, inshallah, never to return to the sins and gunas, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness for oneself and the rest of the Muslim ummah, those who are living and those who are deceased. It is also mentioned that as Aisha radiallahu anha heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading this dua in sajda. So, a person, if he wants, can read this dua out of sajda, but more preferably, very, very mubarak, if a person goes in sajda and he recites this dua. So what is this dua? The sajda we are talking is out of salah. So, أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. What is the meaning of this dua? أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك. O Allah, through the agency of your forgiveness, I seek protection from your punishment. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ. And O Allah, I seek shelter via your pleasure from your displeasure. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. O Allah, and I seek safety and refuge in you from you. لَا أُفْسِ سَنَانْ عَلَيْكَ. And I cannot praise you. I cannot truly praise you. أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنِيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. You are as you have praised yourself. So, alhamdulillah, these duas are available. Various organizations have put it on their website. So we should try and print it. Some of them, alhamdulillah, have got it on their phones. So try and learn this dua by heart, inshallah, and recite this dua frequently on this night. So may Allah give us the tawfiq, respected listeners, first and foremost, that we take advantage of this Mubarak night. And as mentioned, from the time after Maghrib right till dawn, we can space our time out with various ibadat. And inshaAllah, tomorrow after Fajr, we'll be giving some suggested guidelines how to spend this night in the ibadat of Allah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means, this night, a means of decision of our forgiveness and entry into Jannah al-Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the conditions throughout the world, throughout the globe, inshallah. And let us take advantage of these occasions. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.